The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Here's what's trending.
The digital age has afforded people all new ways to be rejected in the dating world. A psychotherapist went ahead and they did a study breaking down how maybe the different tactics and how they can be perceived. So they looked at, they asked people about whether ghosting, orbiting, or rejecting were like the worst ways to get dumped.
What was orbiting again?
So orbiting. Being orbited is like...
sounds sexual.
It does.
I hate that I got ghosted after I orbited him.
Mm-hmm.
When someone ghosts... Orbiting. So ghosting is just this, they're gone, right? Like they vanish suddenly, you never know anything. Orbiting is they're gone, but they continue to like follow you on social media and watch your stories and occasionally engage with your content, but like you never hear from them. Like they're just kind of like on the
They're just there. That they're sounds like there. A stalker.
And then the third is just being rejected. Like just this is you okay. know, just being broken up with.
And what's the worst?
And they say that ghosting is actually the worst. People in a ghosting category were more likely to feel that their basic needs of belonging, self-esteem, and control were threatened. They show that ghosting led to stronger feelings of exclusion rather than just being rejected outright. Like,
isn't it still the takeaway method?
It is the takeaway method.
And then there was
some
that
ways.
Dumb movie. He's just not that.
Yeah, into me. Yeah, I remember that.
Not that into you.
Not that into you.
Yeah.
And it was like,
oh my God, how real was that?
They had finally cracked the code on how men think.
Best of luck.
He's just not that into you.
Uh-huh.
So you're saying if people want closure, they want to know why. And I can see the ghosting happening and, you know, somebody feeling like, what did I do wrong? Or
I guess,
you know,
I always took it like, my personality type is like, I am a problem solver. So I think unresolved breakups always irked me because it was like, well, what was the problem? I mean, not that I'm going to solve it and that we're going to work, but like maybe I can do something better the next time. That
yeah.
kind of thing.
I mean, I feel bad that people get hurt, but I think we overthink it sometimes that relationships end the way they started with the convenience of tech. We didn't meet, you know, at the grocery store. We didn't bump into each other like a movie and
yeah.
You dropped your stuff and I helped you pick them up and we made eye contact.
And it happened.
You met on an app where we swiped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you might have dated and then it ends the same way.
It's kind of the same way.
Just because you have the convenience of moving on. It's bad. I think it's just bad habits and it's manners. We've lost our manners.
You don't see.
Ghosting happened before digital, though. I mean, people would get ghosted. It's just, I didn't know that there was a term for it. But I mean, don't you remember like dating somebody and then all of a sudden you're like, where did they go? You know,
no,
you all of a sudden, like 2 weeks later, run into them at a bar and you'd be like, oh, I guess we're just going to pretend like we don't.
Well, it was harder to get away, though, from each other because if you met in the same circles, you're going to run into each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you can't hide because you've got online profiles.
You're everywhere.
That person can still follow you.
You don't seem, Jeff, you don't seem like a ghoster, like you would ghost.
Oh, I'm a terrible ghoster.
Are you really? You would ghost and never talk to them again? And
well, it's not like you're not choosing to.
Yeah,
or you're ignoring them. I guess
it's
I'm just saying you.
Resistance.
Most of our engagements are still non.
Yeah, yeah, but you're still there. So you're a little. Look at you, you little ghoster.
I think everyone is guilty of ghosting. What's funny is the billboard on the interstate on Midwest dating. That's their whole sign, is that you know it's not about swiping. Like if you want to meet someone,
yeah,
you got to go the traditional route. But
and that's what that route is, you know. Someone who sets people up, you know, so.
Matchmaking.
Matchmaking. Yeah.
I mean, they're apparently being orbited did buffer people from feeling like outright, like the consequences of breakup. Because it's like the interest is still there.
I've never heard of orbiting.
I have not
either. Like, until I was reading this, I was like, well, this is a whole new thing. But I think that there's also kind of the confusion, like, okay, you don't want to go out with me, but like, we're still connected somehow. Like, to me, ghosting seems more truthful or honest in the case of like, I'm just done.
Mm-hmm.
Where like orbiting seems kind of like teasing. Like, it almost seems like you're just.
It seems like you're messing with them a little bit.
Yeah, seems like almost like you're being like a bit of a. Like a, what was it? Like a magpie where you're like hiding your jewels for later. You're like, my little treasures. I'll
so Molly, you're kind of like a closure person then, right?
I do.
Okay.
The lack of closure really like.
It messes people up because they don't know what's wrong. And then there's that conversation that you eventually get to about closure.
Yeah. And I think
you got to lie your way out of that.
Here's a term, cobwebbing.
What is that?
Purging any mementos from a previous relationship, old sweaters, text threads, photos, in an effort to move on.
Okay.
Oh, I've done that.
Yeah, I think everyone should do that. Cobwebbing.
Put it in a box and put it out like, bye.
Get rid of all memories.
Cobwebbing.
No, that sounds so dark.
I mean, could some part of ghosting be cobwebbing? You're just like, something I didn't like about the person, so I'm moving on.
Yeah, could be. Never let anyone... I mean, when you get rid of cobweb, when you do the cobweb, I think the idea also is that to eliminate them coming back and going, I left my sweatshirt here, then you got to see them again.
I always think of it as like, Scrooners. I just don't want any, like, I don't want any reminders. I mean, like, for me, I'm like, that chapter's closed, bye and move on. The only thing that I've heard, and this I do agree with, is keep your love letters.
And you do.
And I do.
And you read them often.
No.
And reminisce. It's the notebook.
How old are these?
I
mean, who writes love letters?
Nobody. What was your love letters? I want to. Can you read them to us?
See, Molly, now it would be a text. Would you keep a love text?
Yeah, I mean, that. I guess that would be different now. No, I mean, like, that's the thing is that I remember one of, I think, my parents' friends or something, like an older person, telling me when I was younger, they're like, always keep your love letters. Because those are, you know, those
evidence.
Are those moments that, well,
evidence
it's not
that
even
someone
evidence,
loved you.
But it's just, it's those moments where those are like the tender parts of the person.
But I guess I'm asking, I mean, we're all similar in age. I don't ever recall writing a love letter to anybody.
Really?
You gotta be kidding me. Who did you date? What the hell?
Interesting people.
Oh my God.
They're sitting there writing love letters to you? I want to know what they said. That's crazy. Okay.
I mean, you know, it's complicated.
The reason why you should write them is because they work.
Yeah.
Women love letters. You just write a note, write a little bit of stuff. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Ladies love it.
Leave something behind.
Haven't
you ever had you hooked up with a girl and she left you a little note the next day?
No.
You never got to the notes?
Don't you have paper in your house?
No, I don't have paper. Now, I write stuff to Wileen every now and then, and I always wondered, now that you're mentioning it, sometimes I think she just threw that away. I think she's putting it away now.
Oh, I've kept
a lot. She's cobwebbing.
I mean, I've...
Cobwebbing in real time.
Peter's written me beautiful stuff over the years for anniversaries.
In a card. That's
birthdays.
I guess that would be considered in a card, too, right?
Yeah, but that's a love letter. I mean, like, if,
okay.
if you're not
All
just
right.
signing
All
your
right.
name, but if, like, you're, like I mean... Peter has written full text to me where it's like, you know, it's not just, yeah, I love you, Peter. I mean,
well, I hope not. I mean, that seems very, very shallow.
Dearest Molly.
Spray a little cologne up
I
on that thing.
You here from the shores of Lake Michigan.
Reminds me of the first time I laid eyes on you at the Freak Circus.
Don't keep that bearded woman in a cage.
Prettiest bearded woman I had ever seen.
We got a break. We'll be back. Down 94.1. Good morning. You know, if there's a scent I'd like to bottle up, it's puppy breath. If someone had puppies in here, it's amazing how many puppies, and just puppies in a room, can change the vibe of a room. Everyone was so happy. Some coworker had, how many puppies was it, Jeff? Like 7 or 8 of them? Little guys.
It was like impossible to count because it just kept moving.
Oh, my God.
And it was the deal where you could lay on the ground and be overrun by puppies.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Little white puppies.
They're golden retrievers.
No one's day is never made worse by puppies.
I know.
No one ever goes, oh, no, puppies.
I'm good, thanks. I don't need any cuteness or snuggles.
If only they could stay like that forever.
I know.
Forever puppies? Yeah.
Yeah, don't you think that'd be cool if some mad scientist could invent forever puppies that they never age?
I think that's why people get like toy dogs, though. You know, like those toys, because they're kind of like that. Like if you get like the miniature whatevers, it's like basically puppy size for a long time or for forever.
Yeah, but the attitude, you can't replicate that attitude.
You cannot.
They had that wonderlust. I mean, these puppies were fascinated by everything.
Yeah. They just had that smell to them, too. It was nuts. And all the ladies here were giggling and laughing and holding them. And, man, I thought it was a pillow fight out there.
We need to bring puppies up here more often.
Yes, we do.
I want kittens.
Forever. I was going to say kittens would be awesome, too.
Kittens are another one where it's just like all that sound. Mew, mew, mew. You're like, oh, my gosh. They're just like little fuzz balls.
Yeah,
just
and then bring a Doberman in the room that hasn't been fed.
Oh, don't do that.
You're a monster person. What?
He's only kidding, cat
you
people.
Better be. Big Party Show.
Victoria Monet. All right, so Taylor Swift, London, put it on your radar. Hope you have a passport if you win it, because you need it. So we're flying you out there. We're going to put you up in a place and then give you some spending cash and, of course, 2 tickets to see Taylor Swift.
Or just start dreaming of a trip to Europe.
There you go. Put the money away. A little bit of, a little bit at a time. You can get there. I wouldn't mind going to London and checking out a little bit of London. Never been. Just been to Germany and Amsterdam. That's it. All right.
I want to go back to Ireland.
You should.
Irlandia.
That was a badass trip. I heard Scotland's fun, too.
Yeah, there's so many great places.
I mean, if you want to get a mix of seeing pretty stuff.
Yeah. It's just different. I mean, they keep hold of what's old, where I've always thought here we get rid of old and replace it with new.
Yeah, I had a buddy last year who went to, he's kind of a history buff, and his wife's a flight attendant, so they can fly on the cheap. And so they did a World War II trip. They went to Normandy Beach.
All right, cool.
They went to a bunch of, like, the Battle of the Bulge. Said it's just wild. If you watch Band of Brothers, they're like, it comes all... It's all still there. You're, like, walking through history.
Well, plan, live. Have a good May Day. Molly, have fun dancing around in circles under a maple.
I hope all that magic dew works.
Yeah, so do I.
Do the dew.
You know, to keep us posted on the good luck that is upon you on May Day. All right, we're out of here. See you guys tomorrow. Have a safe day. Do yourself good.
Find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic, but today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.